The coronavirus crisis has been stressful for everyone, but perhaps it's been the toughest on seniors who are in a high-risk category for serious illness as a result of the virus. They've been told to stay at home as much as possible. Food banks on the Central and South Coast are ramping up efforts to make sure the region's older residents are still getting the food they need. In Santa Barbara County, seniors are being urged to call 211 to sign up for a new home delivery service.
The food bank is committed to making sure that every senior in the county has food delivered to their door if they need it. Anyone in Santa Barbara County can just dial 211 and have food delivered to their door. We're covering adults over 60 or adults over 55 with a disability.
Judith Smith-Meyer is with Food Bank of Santa Barbara County.
We're delivering a bag of healthy, stable groceries, non-perishable stuff like canned protein, pasta, pasta sauce, peanut butter, you know, just the basics that will hold up well without and not perish, not go bad. And then also a bag of fresh produce. So bags we had going out last week included, for example, cabbage, lettuce, radishes, pears, oranges. There was even some watercress in there, so we sometimes have avocados. So whatever we happen to have, there will also be a bag of fresh fruits and veggies.
Food Bank and Allen Hancock College have also teamed up for a new food distribution effort in northern Santa Barbara County, which kicks off later this morning. Seniors as well as other individuals can pick up a free bag of groceries at the drive-through program at the college campus. It starts at 11:30 this morning with the entrance off of the Bradley Road side of the campus. In Ventura County, FoodShare is expanding its existing food delivery program for seniors.
We have a senior kit program, which is a 33-pound box of food that is delivered monthly to 3,500 seniors throughout Ventura County. And it's a great box of food, of shelf-stable peanut butter, rice, beans, cereal, cheese, and it's a good, healthy box, nutritious box. But we've gotten permission from the state of California to be able to increase that by another 1,000. So we are looking to do some large-scale proxies to be able to get these boxes out to more seniors.
Monica White is FoodShare's president and CEO. White says like many nonprofits, they've seen a big spike in requests for help as a result of the coronavirus crisis.
Our call volume has dramatically increased, and we're also seeing an increase at all of our pantries as well. They're asking, I think they're very concerned, the seniors are concerned with the shelter in place, and does that mean they can't go out and grocery shop, which is not true. They still can do that. I understand they're in a vulnerable category, but they still are able to do that. And so many of the grocery stores have been making it convenient for them and accommodating with the early morning hours.
The FoodShare official says the Oxnard-based nonprofit is being hit by a double whammy. More requests for aid at the same time that food donations are taking a big hit.
We've seen a dramatic decrease in the amount of food that we can rescue from all of our retail partners. You know, those are all the grocery stores and big box stores. There's pretty much nothing left to pick up because people are stocking up at home. So what we've had to do is we've had to actually go out and purchase food. So we have made some really big purchases that are going to be coming in hopefully in the next week or so. And we're going to be able to get those out through some new distribution, direct distributions out in the community.
The Ventura County Area on Aging organization is also helping during the crisis. It does bulk food home deliveries for seniors and also offers a service where a senior can drive up and get a bag or box of food staples. In both Ventura and Santa Barbara counties, seniors can get updated information on food that's available by using the free 211 information hotlines. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.